flasher.
Okay.
A streaker. Okay. Let me see. I know there's probably somebody else's.
Yeah, what about for a sexually indiscreet female?
The same, I guess. Slasher.
Okay, what do you call an ugly boy or man?
An ugly boy or man?
Yeah.
Is there a name for this? I'm just supposed to think of some slang.
Yeah, think of whatever you would determine.
Ugly boy. Ugly boy. Homely.
Okay. Any phrase you might
I'm
say?
I'm trying to think. You want to try to think that the late... The last that I can think of. Homely, I mean,
just sort of.
What about
petty.
A girl?
We always, you know, well, we used to make a phrase to be with, you know, they were so ugly their mama would, their mama had tied a pork chop around their neck, make a dog play with them.
Okay, alright.
Just,
what about
pitiful, pathetic.
Okay.
The girl, homely, you know, that you think of girls being homely, pathetic, or,
gosh, what are...
Any
crazy thing? Yeah, well, say, you know, maybe she was chasing parked cars, or, she looks like, you know, she'd have a real dog. That's what I call girls, dogs.
Okay.
Real dogs, or, I don't think it turns for guys, I don't really call it anything. Girls, I sort of like a girl's dog. We used to kid that they would, you know, dance with a girl and that sort of howling at the moon. Pretty bad.
That's very funny.
Gosh. Can't think of anything really in there.
Okay, a very attractive girl.
Oh, a fox.
Okay.
I think there's more than one term. Knock you out.
Okay.
Fox. Sharp, sexy.
Okay. What about a very attractive boy or man?
Macho.
Okay.
Handsome.
Okay.
Which I could pretend it for a woman being pretty or beautiful or something. I guess more common for man is being macho or handsome or sharp. Let me see. I guess he could be sexy too. Or
okay.
John Travolta type.
Yeah, I get it. What about a bookish person?
Bookish person? Nerd, bookworm.
Okay. What would you call someone who's very intelligent?
Intellectual.
Scholarly?
I would say scholarly or intellectual. I would consider them scholarly.
Okay, any difference between that and someone who's just generally bright?
I would just call someone smart.
Okay.
Call someone,
what's the difference between the two?
Well, one is, you know, actually, yeah. I don't understand. Like, normally, you know, sort of devotes all his time to learning. I would call, you know, a nerd or someone, maybe. Someone that was well-versed, I guess, in, like, your field, well-learned.
Is that a derogatory or a complimentary term?
Probably more of a derogatory term.
Okay, and scholarly?
Scholarly would be more of a complimentary term for someone that was well-rounded, but knew their field or knew things that they knew, or even knew a lot of things. I mean, you know, maybe well-rounded in all phases, facets of life.
Okay.
Then you would just have someone that was smart, maybe just be real, I use the term sharp again, use that for girls and guys. Maybe sharp or quick on trivia, just general knowledge. They just remember things real well.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. A lot of people can feel really bluffy because they read something they remember it. And you know, maybe they keep reading paper daily or read some magazine that they get a lot of interesting things out of, and they always feel they're really smart. Maybe they're not above anyone else. They just have a good memory.
Okay. What about
a
smart. Yeah,
I see what
you're saying. A seeker of praise and attention?
Seeker of praise and